Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, as borders begin to slowly open up again, including through travel bubbles and travel corridors, are travelers ready, though, and confident to fly again? For more insights, Amadeus conducted a study that looks into travelers' top concerns and what types of technology would help them feel safe and comfortable enough to resume travel. This global survey indicates approximately 1,000 respondents from Singapore. Now, Mika Deshepa is Managing Director for Asia Pacific and Executive Vice President, Online Travel Companies at Amadeus. She discusses the Singapore findings of the report with us. Mika, thanks for joining us.
Hello, happy to be here.
So talk to us about the top concerns of Singaporean travelers.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to look at the key concerns of travelers. So as Amadeus, we conducted the Rethink Travel Global Survey to really understand what would be these key concerns and also how the different types of technologies would help to feel them safe and comfortable enough to travel. When we look specifically at Singaporeans, Singaporeans are really looking forward to travel again. I think we can all imagine that. The biggest three concerns for Singaporeans are really the increased risk of transmitting or catching the virus, about 56%. And then also the government imposed quarantine at the destination of when they return home, about over 50% are really concerned about that. And finally, there are really fears about being stranded in destination if travel plans change or borders suddenly get closed. So these are the top three concerns for Singaporeans.
Any idea of the feedback in response to the delayed travel bubble that Singapore was to have with Hong Kong?
I think a lot of people are very disappointed. A lot of people were looking forward to that, and we could see the pent-up demand and the excitement that was there. But again, looking to the concerns, people are really concerned about transmitting and catching the virus. I would say the caution is also there in place, and travelers would be concerned.
What do you think would make Singaporeans more likely to travel besides eradicating the virus, of course?
There's two key things that really help, we believe, travelers to address their concerns. It's really about information and having more contactless options. So Singaporeans specifically, really, they want to have the power of knowledge. They want to have all the information available at the time of booking or just before their travel. And that basically means as well that that the different people in the travel industry, the travel providers, the travel agencies really have to provide this information in a much more dynamic way throughout the journey, not just at time of booking. And this can be done through mobile applications and providing alerts. But it's also very much to have provide the information at the fingertips of the travelers. And then really about the contactless options, really about it's about hygiene. But this is really about not having to touch in the airport and the airline throughout the whole journey.
Yeah.
And it's really about then having mobile check-ins, voice activated services. So as much as possible to avoid the physical interaction.
So the three biggest things then travelers expect from technology are those, yes, the contactless, the not touching anything as far as possible, the information.
Yeah, some of those things. But it's also really, I think one of the key concerns and that people believe that technology can address is really addressing the queues and having congestion. Just knowing if it's going to be busy somewhere, if you're going to have to queue up. Because, I mean, those people perceive clearly as moments of higher or increased risk. So really in the public places, at airports or hotel lobbies. I think people are also concerned in how technology can help is to basically capture the information of the testing and the track and trace programs. So the trace together that we have in Singapore to make sure that this technology really enables as well, in case something happens, there's a good way of capturing the information and then making sure everybody's safe. And interestingly enough, the last part, really, the third one that people think in technology can enable is really to protect their financial and personal information. Now, I think in general, the case where technology can help, but specifically, I think it's mentioned in this time of the pandemic as well, touchless payments, but also making sure that the payments information is kept safe as there's more and more touchless technologies.
So at this stage, though, how possible is it for the industry to meet those needs, to address those concerns, to build traveler confidence?
Yeah, I think that the industry is collaborating. And again, we see these opportunities coming through, for example, also with Hong Kong. It's a collaboration across the government, across the different travel providers, where they're working together with IATA, with governments, and really making sure that the information captured can be safely transmitted through the different stakeholders in the travel experience to make sure that we can start get travel started again. It's really about providing that flexibility as well in making changes, having cancellation policies, giving consumers the confidence that they can make bookings, but also make changes afterwards. Having this track and trace programs are extremely important in combination with basically having information on what's happening, where, how busy is it somewhere. So really, again, that information, having the information at your fingertips is critical.
And your surveys also found this is generally how all travelers feel, or is it just Singaporeans who are slightly more scared maybe?
No, it's in general. I think for all, we've done the research in 6 countries. Mm. And again, it's pretty consistent on what people feel that they need. I would say in Singapore specifically, it's really about that information about congestion, that people is a higher concern in Singapore than it is probably in some of the other places.
But we're also seeing how, say, for example, in the United States, there is mass traveling right now because of the various holidays that they're having. That's odd that they're not concerned then about safety and that sort of thing and congestion.
Well, they are concerned. It's concerned. It's probably they feel that there might be less control over it. I think this is one of the specific things that really stands out in Singapore. And again, it's also the trust in the information probably that is there in Singapore. That makes people want to have that information at their fingertips. But again, it's a concern across the world. I think across the world, as you've seen in the survey, it's really also about being able to socially distance is a top concern across the world.
What will you folks at Amadeus do with the report findings, Mika?
We share these findings with our different travel partners on the airline side, on the hotel side, on our travel agencies. And also we share this with governments and discuss it in multiple forums. For example, yesterday I was at Travel Revive, the first hybrid travel conference here in Singapore, sharing the insights from that. And again, providing their helping people to prioritize what they're investing in terms of technology. As Amadeus, we work on multiple of these technologies. We work on the on Traveler ID as a solution to be able to capture the information. And we work there with multiple initiatives that are there across the world in terms of capturing the test results and making sure that it can be transmitted in a safe and protected way. And we provide, of course, technologies as well for travel agencies and airlines to enable more flexibility in the bookings that travelers are doing and making sure they can provide information to travelers what they so much want to have to feel reassured when they travel.
These green shoots are coming out. There is absolutely, we have a positive outlook on the industry. We believe that the pandemic is pushing us to do innovations that might be a bit present, but now are really scaling. So we do believe that at the end of the day, we will come out of this stronger, all of us in the travel industry. Well, of course, it's a very challenging time for all of us at this moment.
Mika DeShepa, Managing Director for Asia Pacific and Executive Vice President Online Travel Companies at Amadeus. Mika, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Howie.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.